He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it. Three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McKay Tom touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Burgettstown Homecoming Committee, celebrating all things Burgettstown September 20th. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on to freedom-transit.org for details. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By Kinetic, Internet Better. Attorney John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By First Federal, savings and loan in Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And by Hernberger Insurance on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Welcome to Altoona Area High School for the PIAA Southwest AA Regional Wrestling Championship here. I'm Rusty Pettit along with Scott Moore for day two of the action. We had Jason Tennant and Nate Rigotti getting us to this point last night with the broadcast. They saw the opening round, the quarterfinals, some consolation wrestling. This morning we're going to start off with consolation rounds and eventually lead up to the semifinals, and then we'll have the finals late afternoon, early evening today to figure out who is going to make it to Hershey next weekend.
There you are. Yeah. You have top seven move on. All right. So for the local kids, if in this second round, they only eliminated 13 wrestlers last night. They ran one pigtail, and that was all. And so today what you have is you've got the next round of consolations, the first round of consolations, and then you have the second round. Then we'll run the semifinals with the next round of consolation going on at the same time. But for these kids that are wrestling now in this next round, they got to get at least three wins, okay? They got to get at least three wins to have a possibility to move on to Hershey. The next round of action, that would be someone like Alec Palko, who's got a bye into the in that first round. He only has to get two wins to move on to the next round at Hershey. So a lot on the line here, and a lot of upsets last night. A lot of people, like for instance, like McGuffey. They've got eight wrestlers, but they're all in the consies.
Yeah,
and that's a tough row to hoe. But I know Coach Roberts. I guarantee he's got them ready to go this morning.
Yeah, you will, and getting like you said, a couple wins in your belt, getting the top seven, make punch your ticket to next week, and then. That's the main goal. So get out of here. Obviously, you want to get as good a seat as you can, too. We've got four wrestlers in the semis between Greene County and Washington County. We'll get to all those guys and get you caught up to speed here for the wrestling. It's going to start in about 6 minutes. But we are going to step aside right now and give our sponsors some time. We'll be right back here to get you ready for the wrestling. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net. We will be right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the Wizarding World of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you Muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you, save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit's service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. Convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Cannonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Altoona Area High School, site of the PIAA Southwestern AA Wrestling Regional Championships. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore wrestling, and they're just announcing now, actually, to clear the mats. We're supposed to get started here in about 3 minutes. Mentioned we got four guys in the semis between Washington and Greene County. Scott, one Greene County wrestler and three from Washington County. The rest of the guys are wrestling back through the Constellations.
Yeah, going into semifinals, first off from Bentworth High School at 133, Drake McClure, and then Owen Ivzik at 160 pounds. For the Fort Cherry Rangers, the only one they got left is Braden Welsh. He's in the semis at 215, and Colin White at heavyweight.
All right, we're going to be right back here for the start of the wrestling right after this on WJP Sports Network and greensports.net.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
All right, and we are off here at the consolation round this morning at the PIAA Southwest Regional. We do have a Greene County wrestler on mat number. I'm trying to see the mat numbers. Where is We can't see which. I can't see which is which.
I don't think
they are numbered, but they're hanging. They're hanging sideways from the scoreboards. All right. Well, let's see here if we can figure that out. Brandon Hanning, though, from Jefferson Morgan, right now is out. And he's going to get a takedown. Actually, 20 seconds in to his bout, and he's up 3-0 in the early going. And which one's Hanning? I can tell you right now, he is on mat four. So that is mat four over there. We've got, we're going to have to do this by singlets. Mat one is North Catholic versus Forest Hill. So that's right here in front of us on the left. And this must be mat two.
Yeah, on the right, we've got a couple of WPL wrestlers going at it. From Elizabeth Ford, Warren Wolfsheim, and then from... He's got a 3-0 lead over Ty Matthews of Central Martinsburg. And also Rocco Tecario is trailing 5-2 in his. But let's get back over to Hanning.
Hanning gave up an escape in that end of that first period. So he's going to take a 3-1 lead into the second. And he is taking on Jake Guzek out of South Park. So that's an all-WPIL matchup there. And it's going to be Hanning's choice. Guzik had choice. He deferred. So Hanning's going to take down and start second. Quad pod stand up. Now Granby roll. And Guzik hangs onto a leg. Stands up into a single leg. Hanning trying to escape it. Dropping down to the ankles as Guzik gets him back down to the mat briefly. Now back up to a quad pod. Guzik throws in the legs. Reaching across for that far arm, though. He's getting a little bit high. And they're going to get a stalemate quickly called. 1:37 to go in the second there. Mat number one, 3-0 lead for Landon Mall of Forest Hills over Michael Piero of North Catholic. That's in the second. Off the restart for Hanning. Outside leg stand-up attempt. Now turns into a switch. And Guzik still had his wrist, so he stayed with him and gets back in behind him to stay in control. There's a chicken wing on the left side. Hanning trying to get back up to his feet. Does, and now trying to work on getting those arms free. Guzik kind of sinking back in, pulls him back down to the mat. Has that wing in still. He's using that. Now tries to couple that with a half. Gets out to the side, trying to run that wing, and now tries to jump it the other way. But and he's going to have Hanning in trouble. He's got Hanning stacked up for a minute, and he's on his back, giving up near fall. I thought Hanning's going to be able to pop all the way over. Now he's in big trouble. Guzik trying to wrap this up here and get this fall from the top position in the second period, and he's close to getting it. Hanning's in big trouble. Now he's waving his hand. I think they're going to have to stop it. He's going to get five near fall because of the injury time. And something with the left shoulder of Hanning. So that 5 points is going to make it 6-3 once they get back from this injury time.
They got 7-3, I think, don't they?
Well, right now it's still 3-1. They haven't awarded the near fall.
All right,
I think you can get up to 4 near fall, but when they stop the near fall because of injury time, I think they throw the extra point on there, and they haven't done that on the scoreboard yet. But so far, Guzik from the top position here right now, he's trailing 3-1, but now. Gonna have a lead now. What are they? They're about to restart. Referee sending Hanning back over to his corner. All right, there's 40 seconds left in the second period.
Tell you what, he was lucky to get out of that there. That double bar in there.
Now they have the score up. So 6-3 in favor of Guzik.
Really important for Hanning to score here.
Yeah, he's got to get some sort of points, maybe an escape. At the very least, you want to get out from underneath. He turns in off the stand-up. Guzik drops down to the single leg again. And now he's trying to fight with that wrist control. Should be counting right now. And there it is. There's a stall warning on Guzik for not returning him to the mat. Hand goes down briefly. And now Shinwizer from Hanning trying to fight off his single leg. And now he's dropping on the ankle. He can't stay on that ankle either. There's the other stall call. So now a point for Hanning. And they blow the whistle with 15 seconds left. So he does score, and now an escape would be really big to get that extra point.
Absolutely. Because now the choice will be Guzik's in that last period.
Yep. And he throws in the legs right off the bat. Hanning, 5 seconds to get out here. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to. So he does get the point from the stall, but it's going to be Guzik's choice. See, he's going to take down. All right. He's leading 6-4 over Hanning. Hanning does have the lone takedown in this bout.
You cut him here?
I think I would. And Lou Allen, unless I don't know how good Hanning is on top. You know that better than me probably. And he is going to, looks like at the very outset, going to commit to the ride. He comes in with a tight waist, now grabs a cross wrist, and gets a two-on-one on the left side of Guzik. Stays in behind him. He's trailing 6-4, Hanning is. Really working on trying to get wrist control. Looks like he wants to maybe hit a tilt. Now he lets him go. So 7-4 the score. Guzik on top. Hanning forces him to the boundary. Hanning in on a leg. And now diving over the top is Guzik. But Hanning's going to try to turn the corner here. If he can step over those legs. Now he's going to turn in the other way and work on the wrists. Guzik trying to hang on and not give up this takedown. He's got the left leg of Hanning still. And he's going to try to pass the ankle. And we're going to get a stalemate, 109 to go in the third. Hanning off the whistle once again, forcing the action towards the outside. One stall point already, and now he's in on a double leg. Tries to come in through the back, needs to step over that leg, trying to work on the wrist as he does it. He turns right into him. Can he get a half with this too? And he does. He's got him on his back. Hanning gets the takedown and is getting near fall. Now he's looking for the fall, trying to tighten things up. Brandon Hanning has 45 seconds to work on this. He's going to have the lead with four near fall to make it 11-7. And we have another Jefferson Morgan wrestler starting on mat one right now, so keep an eye there. Caleb Delaney taking on Carson Mowry of Central Martinsburg.
They're just underway, and quickly Mowry with the takedown. He goes up 3-0.
Hanning trying to stay on top. He's got 21 seconds now. He's got that four-point lead. Throws in the legs on the near side, tries to lace that leg. Guzik trying to stand up. And 10 seconds left, up to his feet. Hanning stays in behind, returns him to the mat. 5 seconds to go, and Braden Hanning is going to come from behind to win this and advance in the consolations for Jefferson Morgan.
Caleb Delaney has been put on his back in a cradle. He's given up at least three, and now he's given up four. That should make the score 10-0, and it does, 10-0 in favor of Carson Mowry. Mowry out of Central Martinsburg, 32-10 overall, and he's got a big lead right now on the young man from Jefferson Morgan, Caleb Delaney.
All right.
And it's just so hard to come back through these, you know.
Best centers Alex Medlin getting underway at 114 pounds on mat four. He's taking on Santino Di Paola out of Forest Hills.
Down right below me, right?
No, that's over there, where
Hanning was. Okay, back up 10-0 in favor of Mowry. He's going to get three more back points. That'll make it 13. Or I'm sorry, he's going to get a takedown. 13-0. And now a double leg shot by Mowry. And if he finishes this, that's going to do it. If he can finish this takedown, Caleb's in a little bit of problems here. Caleb's down to his side. Back up comes Mowry. And out of bounds they go. They're both on their feet.
Medlin and Di Paola still scoreless over there on mat four.
Mowry locks it up. Tries to sweep the ankle to the left side. Misses. But he's got him in a front headlock. And he's going to get the takedown here, it looks like. And he does. And he's got him to his back as well. He's going to get the technical fall. And Caleb Delaney out of Jefferson Morgan is going to be eliminated here at 114 pounds. Now leave with the Rockets with three. Now he's looking for the fall. He's got that draped over. So let's move over to the Beth Center wrestler. And that is Alex Medlin.
Yeah, they went through the first period scoreless, and Medlin chose down to start the second. Just got returned to the mat right there. 15's into that second period. She stands up again, now turns in to Santino Di Paola. Di Paola drops down in on the legs, right on the edge of the mat. And trying to, now actually, it looks like Medlin is going to get that escape. I thought they were going to run out of real estate, but he gets the escape right on the edge. So he leads 1-0, 125 to go in the second. going to fall over on mat number three, I believe. That was Tucker Smith of Everett defeating Raiden Thomas out of Valley. We're going to have Wash High wrestler coming up over there on mat three. That'll be Noah Patton taking on Bryson Free out of Northern Bedford. Medlin still 1-0. He defends a double leg shot there. Gets DPL in the front. Headlock and now gets around behind for the takedown. So Medlin up 4-0 now. 50 seconds remaining in the second.
All right, here comes Patton. Patton on the mat from Washington High School. Noah Patton, Bryson Free out of Northern Bedford. They are underway here at 121 pounds. Consolation, as I mentioned, in this round, for you to go to advance to Hershey, you're going to have to at least win three times. And it's just so hard. It's just very, very difficult.
So Medlin's got he's got the right wrist. He's on the right side. And he's got the half the other way. He's trying to run it that way. I wonder if at some point he'll try to jump over to try to run that half the opposite way. But right now, content to just use that wrist. And if nothing else, he's going to ride out the period. So that'll do it. They'll head to the third. Medlin leading by a score of 4-0.
No score with Patton Free. Pretty good tie up in the middle. Now that's going to do it for the first period. We'll go to the second. No score. No score here between Free and Patton. Patton out of Wash High.
And a little bit of a break with the Medlin match that cleaned up some blood time there, so we'll keep an eye on Patton's bout.
Second period will start, and it'll be Patton working from the bottom. Patton tries to switch right off the whistle. That's blocked. Works his way up to his feet. Noah Patton out of Washington, 121-pounder. Now brought back down. Now he's scooting a little bit on that switch, and Free just brings him right back in tight. Trying to lock up his standing cradle. Now he's got it locked. Free's got the cradle locked. He's got a pretty good cradle locked here on Patton. He's out to the side, trying to hike it up. Now he takes him across his body. Patton rolls all the way through. He gets one swipe. He's going to get some back points now. Patton is caught on his back in that cradle. He's going to give up. Oh, boy, now he's out to the side a little bit. And they're going to stop it for across the throat. They're going to give him 4, potentially dangerous. So 4-0 in favor of Free. He's got the lead. He's out of Northern Bedford, District 5, Bryson Free.
Medlin is back underway now.
Noah Patton's got 35 wins this year, 35-15. Wow.
That's a lot of wrestling.
Bryson Free's overall record is 13-18.
Medlin on top position here to start the third, and up and DiPaola very close to getting escape, and I don't think they awarded it. He looked to be free. Now he's trying to come around. He's actually going to get a reversal. So it's 4-2 in favor of Medlin. It's actually probably fortunate for Medlin because it looked to be DiPaola was out in front enough to get the escape, and now they've got blood time again. So I'm going to pause there, but it's 4-2 when they get back.
Out of bounds they go. They come back to the center. Patton, one of three wrestlers going today for the Prexies. Well, Patton trying to get up to his feet, and there's that cross-face cradle. He's got it locked up. Got him leaning a little bit, trying to pull him over top of him again. And Patton goes to his back. He's giving up back points. It's already 4-0. Patton's in a little bit of trouble here.
With that good of a cradle, you'd think he'd get by one more bounce coming into this. That's
going to be 4
lethal
points again.
All right.
He's going to give up 4, 8-0.
Medlin going to start down here after they stop the blood time again. 1:24 to go in the third. He leads 4-2, and it looks like DiPaola is going to go ahead and give the escape. So it's going to be 5-2 in favor of Medlin. Ooh, Patton get a reversal there? They give it to him, or what happened?
I don't know. Patton had a little neck wrench there. They came up to his feet. He reached back. He grabbed the head. He turned him over to his side there. And now they're asking. He had the leg. That's, you know, the coach from Washington's coming over right now and saying, listen, I think he had two there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I thought he had two as well.
Did two.
They were on the edge, but obviously that edge gets, no, they're saying no, he didn't have control.
All right. Medlin.
Wow. 8-0.
He's got 50 seconds left. They go out of bounds. He still leads 5-2. They wrestle from their feet. And they're going to stop for blood time again. So back to Patton's match. Who's coming up on mat two? This is, let's see if this is any Washington or Greene County wrestlers here. We do. We've got a West Greene wrestler, Noah Collins. He'll be taking on Brady Mihalko out of Moshannon Valley. And that's 121 pounds there on mat two. We'll keep an eye on that as well. I can watch that if you want to keep an eye on Patton's.
I think the Wash Eyekiss just got warned a little bit. Okay. Was not happy about the call. You know what? I got to give him due there. I thought Patton had a two as well. 8-1. 1 point escape for Patton as he starts the third period from the bottom.
Noah Collins in a scramble and then got caught on his back right on the edge. He tried to pass the ankle but got caught on his back by Mihalko and is going to give up a takedown and three near falls. They go out of bounds. He's trailing 6-0. And now he's holding his neck, so they're going to take some injury time there on that too.
Back over now with Patton. Patton like sweeps that ankle. He's got the single leg. He's going to come up across there. He's going to get the takedown, and he does. That's a takedown that makes the score 8-4. Now he's got to turn him. Now he's got to get him turned. Now, his overall record is 13-18.
Wow. Medlin still wrestling for his feet. 20 seconds now. He gets warned for stalling. That's the first warning. 18 seconds to go, and now in on the leg is DiPaola trying to finish a takedown. Medlin trying to stay out, keep his hips out, but DiPaola trying to step over. 9 seconds to go. This takedown would tie things up for DiPaola, and he's going to get it. So now looks like we'll head to sudden victory. Tied 5-5.
Well, Patton's just now been taken down. He tried to throw. He was running out of time. We're down to 20 seconds. You admire the choice there. But now he's trailing 12-4, and we're under 15 seconds to go in the match.
Collins back at it now after the injury time. He trails 6-0 and now tries to stand up, taken right back down to the mat. Medlin in on a single on mat 4 in sudden victory. And defending that so far is DiPaola keeping his hips back. Alex Medlin, a best center, now is caught in a front headlock. Now he reaches out for a single leg on the other side. He's got his head to the inside here. He's either got to kind of turn the corner or go try to come out through the back door. Now he does step up. 19 seconds to go. If no one scores here, we'll have the tiebreakers.
Patton's going to be pinned at 454. He got pinned at 454. He tried to throw. He had no other choice. He had to try something. And while that's going on, I'll shift my attention down here to Noah Collins.
All right. And we got more blood time over there on that. Or it's either, I think, they're just throwing away the nose plug maybe. Yeah, we're back at it, sudden victory. 12 seconds to go in sudden victory, then we go to tiebreakers.
Mihalko out of Moshannon Valley, 34-12, leads 6-0 over Noah Collins of West Greene, 31-12. He's got a bar working. Collins does, and they stopped it.
Wow.
Potentially dangerous. Wow, he hadn't turned too.
Yeah, he did. He was gonna
get four at least.
At the minimum.
If not the fall.
All right, tiebreakers with Medlin. We got a caution on DiPaola. He's on the top position to start this first tiebreaker.
Collins looking for the cross face cradle. Now he's out to the side. And now it looks like, and coming out to the side is Mihalko. We'll get back over there with your overtime.
Yeah, Medlin's not able to escape yet. Now he gets up to a quad pod, now trying to break wrist control. DiPaola trying to turn him down, and now kind of a weird mat return as He ends up draped over the back of DePaola, but DePaola can just kind of hang out here. He's got 4 seconds left, and he will. So no scoring in that first tiebreaker, and that'll be DePaola's choice heading into the next one.
Collins is going to be
and blood time again.
Reversed, 8-0, up to his feet. Oh, he threw it. Almost got up on top of him. He does get the reversal. 8-2, almost threw him right through his back. Mihalko was able to square out of that. So it's 8-2 in favor of Mihalko leading over Collins of West Green.
So doing blood time. We are now we're getting ready for the second tiebreaker maybe with Medlin. I think we're ready.
20 seconds to go in this second period. Collins trailing to Mihalko. 8-2. Mihalko out of Meshannon Valley. Oh, here's a bar again. Let's see. Can he turn him? He's got him leaning. Collins has got him leaning. Can he finish it? No.
DePaola up to his feet, dropping down on the legs is Medlin. They're still saying control, and they go out of bounds, and they're still saying DePaola is down. So 17 seconds to go. They'll restart. Second tiebreaker.
We're going to get the ultimate tiebreaker there.
It's possible. I think Medlin scored first. So he would have a choice. Off the restart, DePaola.
Take top, bottom.
I don't know. At this point, he didn't escape from him. So, and he's so far ridden him out. I think I'd still probably take ball. Now he tries to chin him back as DePaola now up to a quad pod. Now he tries to sit down. And it will go to ultimate tiebreaker. Is here? Well, ultimate decision now, ultimate tiebreaker. What do you do?
I think I'd ride top.
Yeah, he did a good job riding there.
Did.
That's what Coach Welsh is saying. He's like, yeah, top position. You can do this. Yeah.
Hang on the leg. Take it with you. Third period over here. We'll get Collins trailing 8-2.
Off the restart. Ultimate tiebreaker. Medlin stays in behind the arms. DePaola tries to get up to his feet. And Medlin drapes down on that left side, tries to lace the leg, stay under the arms, 20 seconds to go. And he's getting a little high. He's going to have to try to readjust. Now he drops on the ankles and switches off to a double leg. And he's in good position now. He climbs up the body, 9 seconds to go. Medlin now with a tight waist. Now a Granby roll attempt. Nice move by DePaola, but dropping to the double again is Medlin. And he's going to finish it out with an ultimate tiebreaker. Alex Medlin advances.
11-2 down here now as Collins gives up the two-point reversal and then thrown to his back. 11-2 the score in favor of Mihalko leading over Collins. We're down to 43 seconds to go here in this period, in the match, actually. Collins trailing by 9. Before, when you were trailing by 9, it was kind of almost like you have no chance, but
3-point takedown,
yeah,
and 4-point near falls.
Yeah, I mean, you're right back in it.
And who knows? I'm actually with then.
Well, here comes the reversal.
Yeah.
And he's got that arm underneath there, underneath that head. He just can't seem to get him turned over all the way. Looks like he's going to get 2. Nothing yet. Gary White's pleading for 2, and he's going to get the 2. 11-4. But we're down under 20 seconds. That's the problem. Collins now being, Mihalko being warned for stalling, hanging on to that wrist. Collins trying to strip his hand out of there. He can't get rid of it. Now there's another stall. 1 point. That'll make it 11-5, but that's not going to be enough. Collins is going to be eliminated. Noah Collins out of West Green eliminated. Drops the decision 11-5, and that leaves West Green with one wrestler remaining, and that's Colin White, who's already punched his ticket to Hershey.
We'll be right back here on Green Sports Sunday and the WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WVU Medicine's Waynesburg Clinic provides access to a range of laboratory and diagnostic services each weekday. In addition to general laboratory testing, we conveniently offer general imaging, heart and vascular imaging, including EKGs and ultrasound. To schedule a lab draw or imaging test, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to Altoona, PIAA Southwestern AA Regional Wrestling Championships. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore, and we're going to have a couple Washington County and Greene County wrestlers coming up soon. I believe our first one coming over on mat 3. Mason Wright of Beth Center is going to be taking on Garen McDonald out of Central Valley in a WPIL matchup.
Wright, Mason Wright. 133-pounder, 37-11 this year. Taking on Garen McDonald out of Central Valley. WPL matchup, as Rusty mentioned, here in this first round of Consies. Only 13 wrestlers were eliminated. Here's a dump by Wright. Pops his head out here. He's going to get two or three, excuse me. He's got a front cradle in there too.
Looks like it.
Well, he's going to get the three for the takedown, nothing else. 3-0. He's got the lead.
Then on mat one, we're about to have Javon Woods of Wash High taking on Connor Gwinnott of Phillipsburg Osceola. That's a 139-pound matchup underway.
3-0. And the first period comes to a close. Remember, 1-2-2. Mason Wright with the lead, 3-0 over McDonald.
I guess that could be Connor Gwinnott. I'm not sure. It's spelled G-U-E-N-O-T. So probably mispronouncing it. I apologize. They're still wrestling on their feet. Gwinnott's got a 2-on-1 Russian tie-up. Tries to shoot off of that, but good defense by Woods. Gets in an underhook.
Now
Woods in on a single, but and then Gwinnott counters with the underhook and drops in on the ankles, tries to drag the toes, and he's going to get the two-point takedown. Oh, and we almost run into mat four, but they do get that stop. So 3-0 Gwinnott in favor or over Woods.
We got an injury time running here for Mason Wright. I didn't see what happened there.
He's holding his head, it looks like.
Wright and McDonald.
End of the period with Woods and Gwinnott. That one's going to head to the second. Gwinnott's going to take down.
Mason Wright, 133-pounder. Out of Beth Center. Beth Center with four wrestlers remaining, all in the consolations. Alex Medlin won earlier. Noah Leyu coming up here in a bit. Malachi Peak at 189. Saw him working out earlier tonight with, or this morning with Colin White of West Green. All right, here we go.
And Woods still riding here in the second period. He trails 3-0, minute 25 to go in the second.
Up to his feet comes Mason Wright. Legs thrown in from McDonald. McDonald trying to ride up on him.
Gano hit a switch, and Woods does a good job getting his hips back in. Now he has a cradle locked up, and he wants to take Gano over to his back, and he's got it. He's got that tight. Javon Woods, a wash hide. I don't know how that's not a fall. That is stacked.
It's awful close.
And looks like that now Gano's going to break the cradle, but wow, really impressive hips by Javon Woods. Now he's going to spin all the way through and actually does come through with the reversal. So now it's 5-4 in favor of Gano.
Two-point reversal for Wright. And now he throws McDonald to his back. He's got a half underneath. He's going to get the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2:22. Your winner is Mason Wright out of Beth Center. He will move on to the second round of Concies.
Jefferson Morgan up on mat four now. That is James Delaney taking on Danny Smith of Burgettstown in a whip heel matchup. That is 127 pounds. They go out of bounds 10 seconds in, still scoreless. What happened with Wright over there? Is he?
Yeah, he moved on.
Okay.
Got the fall at 2:22.
Okay.
And now here it comes with a tough matchup here for James. James Delaney, 30-13 overall this year. Fireman's carry by Danny Smith. Smith gets the takedown, goes up by a count of 3-0.
Second period comes to a close for Woods and Gano, and now it's 5-4. Woods' choice. He's going to take neutral.
One of three wrestlers remaining for Jefferson Morgan. James Delaney, Alec Palko, and Jaden Hanning. Or Braden Hanning have moved on. 1 point escape, 3-1. Smith cuts him loose. Ankle pick. Out of bounds they go.
Still on their feet here with Woods underhook by Gano trying to set up something, but so far can't. And now he does shoot on the single leg, goes right to the high crotch, tries to step into a low leg Turk. Still hasn't finished the takedown. There's the hips again by Woods. This is how he got that cradle locked up before, and he's going to maybe do it again. At very least, he's going to get the takedown out of it. Man, that's just impressive strength. 7-5 lead now by Woods. Minute 5 to go.
Smith out of Burgettstown. One period in the book. He's got a 3-1 lead on Delaney of Jefferson Morgan.
Well, trying to sit out and turn in is Gano, and dropping in on the leg is Woods. He's still listed in control with 48 seconds left. Now he's going to try to climb up again as he's got Gano back on his hips.
1 point escape for Delaney. 3-2 now, should be. Right?
Yeah, should be. They put that second. Did he escape in the first period?
Yeah, he escaped the first period. It was 3-1.
Oh, then it certainly should be, unless they started on their feet, but they did not.
No, they were on the bottom. There they got it. 3-2, but now takedown. Ankle pick by Smith. He's up 6-2.
All right, there is a quad pod by Gano, and dropping down behind on the leg now is Woods. He's down to 25 seconds to go. Now Gano's trying to get into a scramble and fight this off with a shin whizzer, and he's got that pretty tight. Woods trying to keep flattened out with his hips. Gano's trying to run this all the way through for a tilt and get the reversal near fall, but they're going to call stalling on Woods for being on that ankle, but that actually benefits him, I think.
Yeah, I think it does too.
He can still give up an escape here. He doesn't want to give up the reversal. 11 seconds to go. They'll restart.
1 point escape for Delaney, 6-3.
He drops in on the ankle again. He can give up the stall point too. 4 seconds to go. He's going to hang on, and that'll do it. Javon Woods advances by a score of 7-5 for Wash High.
Wizard thrown in here by Delaney. Now Delaney pops over top. Delaney almost caught Danny Smith. Now Smith hangs in, hanging in there, goes up, has the front headlock in. Both wrestlers on their feet, 6-3 to score. Two takedowns in this match for Smith out of Burgesstown. Three escape points for Delaney. Now Delaney down on that one knee.
We had a forfeit down here on mat one between North Catholic's Emilio and Caden Horn of Central Mullenberg. So Emilio is going to advance there via forfeit.
Oh, those. Nope, that's going to be the period. No takedown. 6-3. Delaney trails by three to Danny Smith out of Burgesstown. Smith is looking good on his feet. Smith will work from the bottom. Delaney will go up on top. Smith up to his feet. Delaney pinches it off the legs. Gets a bit high. Now he's out to the side trying to lock up a cradle. He's got a...
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's got him turned.
Uh-oh.
Danny Smith's been turned by Delaney. Delaney getting back points. Delaney looking for the fall on Danny Smith out of Burgesstown. And he gets it.
Oh!
Holy cow.
Wow. What a comeback.
James Delaney. James Delaney has moved on with a big fall over Smith of Burgesstown. And Danny Smith out of Burgesstown has been eliminated.
Wow. Taking advantage of an opportunity right there for Delaney. And I don't see any Washington or Greene County wrestlers on the mat right now, so we're going to take that opportunity to step aside. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back here. We've got an all-Washington County matchup here on mat two. It is Wash High's Caleb Patton taking on Victor Bonus out of McGuffey. It's scoreless from their feet here in the first period.
Yeah, Bonus 30-16 out of McGuffey. Caleb Patton 38-10. Got to wonder how many times these guys have wrestled this year.
At least a few, you would think.
You would think so. They're in the same subsection even. In the WPL, so in double A, so there's a possibility there, and then probably the section tournament, and then
Tri-Cata maybe.
Tri-Cata, they probably wrestled each other. Period comes to a close, no score. Bonus will start the period from the top half. Caleb Patton from the bottom, now caution called on Green, that's going to be on Patton. Hands not in the right position. Patton comes to his feet. Bonus will say, let's just go from there. Cuts him loose. 1-0. Patton with the lead. Couple of wrestlers here at 145 pounds. Here in the first round of consolations. Preliminaries were last night. Bonus is going to get the takedown, 3-1. Bonus with a 3-1 lead now. And he's got the arms trapped underneath, trying to suck him up through. He's got them both. Loses that, grabs the ankle, drives his man down to the mat. Bonus in control with a 3-1 advantage. 1 minute to go here in the second period. Patton able to square up a little bit here. Get to his knees, gets it all fours, now works his way up to his feet. Bonus hangs onto the leg, tries to hit a switch, but can't free his leg. Trapped his leg sitting right on top of his Bonus. And he's back up on all fours, now up to his feet. One point escape, 3-2. We're down to 18 seconds to go in the second period. Caleb on a very good shot underneath there into a, now grabbing the leg on the left side. Nice shot underneath by Caleb Patton. The Bonus is going to give up the takedown. Holy cow, with 2 seconds to go.
Wow.
A five, that is a great takedown by Caleb Patton. And now it's 5-3, Patton with the lead. Bonus trailing by two. We go to the third. Patton throws the legs in. He's got them both. No, he lost the one. Bonus comes to his feet. Caleb might just cut him loose here. And he does, instead of giving up the warning for the stall. 5-4. 5-4 to count. Patton holding on to the lead with that big little, that mini flurry there at the end of that second period where he picked up 4 points. Dead nut middle here. They're right in the middle. Patton, one of two wrestlers remaining for the Little Prexies. McGuffey has 8, all in the Consies. They had a rough night last night in the quarters. Single leg to a double by Patton on Bonus. He's got a double and he's going to get the takedown. So Bonus goes up 8-4. Or I'm sorry, Patton goes up 8-4. I misspoke. 8-4. Patton with the lead. 145-pound Constellation action. See if Caleb can finish this here. Bonus has got to get something going here. Victor Bonus trailing by 4. Legs thrown in. Out of bounds they go. They put him back in the center. Bonus is down to 13 seconds. He's got to get something going. To his feet. Caleb hanging on to it. Cuts him loose. 2-1, that's going to do it. Patton's going to be your winner, 8-5.
Wow, another comeback victory there. It was one where, yeah, Bonus out in control early in that, and Patton coming on strong later. Let's see what we got here coming up. Right now on mat one, Somerset's Sammy Sheeler is leading 5-4 over Marion Center's Tyler Phillips. That's 145 pounds. Mat two is Aiden Pittman from Northern Bedford going to be taking on Penn Cranberry's Andrew Mardula. That's 152. On mat three is Caden Crawford, leading 7-1 from Burl over Knox Owen Lehue. They're in the third period at 145 and 152. On mat four is Ryder Smith of Juniata, scoreless, getting ready to take on Christian Fate of Chestnut Ridge. I was looking at the schedule here, Scott. So we had the consolation round one is the one that we're in right now. That one started at 9 o'clock. 10:30 is consolation round two. The semifinals and the consolation round three will be at 12:15, assuming everything sits to the schedules.
So, yeah, they've done it a few times. You figured they're going to be pretty close to that.
I think so. And so, yeah, this round of consolations, they expect to wrap up somewhere around 10:30. I mean, I'd say we're about halfway through. In fact, I don't know if we'll get much of a break the way this is going right now. We haven't had a lot of falls.
No, we haven't. One of the things I can tell you right now, there have been 20 wrestlers from the WPIL that have qualified for the state tournament already.
Okay.
So 20 have already moved on. And we mentioned, If you're in this round wrestling, you have to win three times. If you're in the next round, you only have to win twice.
All right, well.
In some shape or form.
So again, we are going to step aside, and we'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Back here at Altoona Area High School, Rusty Pettit, Scott Moore, Southwest AA Wrestling Regionals. We are in the, this is technically the, you said they had the pigtail constellations. That was it. This is technically the first round of constellations. And, yeah, it makes you wonder, like, you know, like, they really, you feel like you could have wrestled at least one round of constellations last night.
Yeah, I thought they should have.
Well, yeah, then you come in this morning, you have the one round of constellation to lead into the semis. Which is the way you kind of, that's kind of the way it would have mirrored what they did at Whipple's last week and what they normally do.
They
left a lot of wrestling on the table for
today. Yeah, they left a lot of wrestling for today. And, like, I think they could have got through this round last night, but they chose not to because they only eliminated 13 wrestlers in each weight class last night. So this is where we stand in this super regional, I guess they call it now. I guess it's the official name, Triple A.
Is that they call it? So, this is the same. It's still District 5, 6, and 7.
But now the Triple A WPL wrestlers who are wrestling up at Canamac today, they're experiencing that for the first time.
How many districts are there? Just
8. District 8, which is City League.
Yeah.
District 10, which is Erie in that area. And District 6, which is State College.
Okay.
In that area. So they got a bunch up there. They now could, it's no longer the Southwest Regional.
It's the West Regional.
It's the West Regional. Yeah. The entire western side of the state is a Cannon McMillan, which is the nice part about it. At least it's only, you know, it's in Cannonsburg, which is nice.
It's certainly one of the better facilities
to have it.
It's convenient. It's right off the highway. Obviously, it's very convenient for District 7 and the WPIL, but tons of parking, easy to get to. I mean, that's why Powerade's there. That's why all the Whippy. You know, I mean, there's a reason why.
There's a reason why they use Canamac.
Yeah.
Use Canamac or use Chartiers Valley or those things are off the interstate. Those are the ones that you want. That's the ones you want to use.
Big gyms. Yep.
Big gyms, a lot of seating, a lot of parking. Parking,
that's big.
That's a big thing.
That's the one thing that's tough about this. This is a great gym. This is Altoona's got an awesome gym. Tons of seating, plenty of room on the floor to fit these four mats very easily, actually. But it's right in the middle of the city, so parking is a bit of a
challenge.
Challenge, yeah.
We got lucky.
We did. We got early. We made the long drive. And
I was up at that thing rang this morning. The bell rang at 4:55.
He beat me by 5 minutes. Mine went off at 5 a.m. to make the drive up here.
Well, we're in for the Greene County, Washington County group. This is what we got left here. Bentworth has three. That's McClure, Ivzik, and Rizilko. Rizilko has a match coming up here shortly. McGuffey down to seven. They lost one this round. Ely, Maine, Wolf Bar, Newman, Teagarden, and Suppler are all alive. Bonus has been eliminated. Burgerstown has four left. Darius Simmons, Carter Cadis, Logan Noyes, and Teddy Gray are all alive. Danny Smith has been eliminated. Beth Center, they have four in still. Medlin, Wright, Layu, and Peak. Fort Cherry has one in the semis, and that's Braden Welsh, and he's going to move on to state already. Jefferson Morgan has three with Braden Hanning, James Delaney, and Alec Palko. They all have matches coming up here. Washington has two remaining with Javon Woods and Caleb Patton. Patton picking up a nice win. And Colin White has punched his ticket to Hershey already. He's in the semifinals today. And that's the lone West Green Pioneer. Noah Collins has been eliminated. Caleb Delaney has been eliminated from Jefferson Morgan. And Noah Patton from Washington has also been eliminated. So one, two, three, four, five wrestlers from Washington and Green have been eliminated in this round.
And right now on the mats, mat one, we've got United's Michael Monty leading 9-0, actually winning 9-0 now, over Zach Dick of Juniata Valley. So let's see who's coming up on that mat. That's going to be Cheney Lewis out of Neighborhood Academy taking on Zach. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Zach Dick was actually, he's in this bout. He's going to be taking on Cheney Lewis. Sorry, I missed you. They wiped the board too quickly. Coming up on mat two right now, Caleb Sines out of Myersdale taking on Noah Pisarczyk out of United. Mat three right now is Coyler Hale of Bedford leading 4-1, actually winning 4-1. That match will he'll advance. And now that will be Stephen Pradajna out of Mount Pleasant taking on Mountain Union's Micah Atherton. And on mat four, Gabe Lilly of Elwood City leads 5-0 over Landon Huffman of Conemaugh Valley at 160 pounds. So all bouts now 160 pounds across the boards, which means we should be seeing, we've got a few more Washington Green County wrestlers that should be coming up here pretty soon. So we'll step aside. Be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to McGuffey's eight regional wrestling qualifiers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Back here at Altoona, and consolation round one. Cheney Lewis, the Neighborhood Academy, looking at the very, he's looking for a fall, but he's going to If not, he's going to have a technical fall. And that was quick work he made of Zach Dick of Juniata Valley. He's going to get the stoppage there in advance. That was just a minute and 33 seconds. I think they actually gave him the fall, but he would have had with a near fall.
I think they did, yeah. Pretty sure they did.
So that is going to bring up Carlinton's Jermel Lindsay taking on Dylan Stevens out of United. That's 172 pounds. Matt 2, United's Noah Pisarczyk is up 3-0 on Myersdale's Caleb Sines. Pradojna out of Mount Pleasant leading 3-0 in the second period on Matt 3 over Micah Atherton of Mount Union. And scoreless after one between Landon Delara of Southmoreland and Carter Durst out of Berlin Brothers Valley. Districts 5, 6, and 7 here. Obviously, District 7 is the WPIL. Everybody's familiar with that. But District 5 is down in Bedford, Somerset County area. And then District 6, the area we're in right now, Altoona, all the way up through State College and Center County and Park Johnstown.
Yep, absolutely.
In that area. So,
well, we got Lindsay out of Carlington, 272-pounder. He's trailing 3-0. 103 of the Cougars left for the WPL. Carlington just crossed the line up there in Allegheny County. Allegheny County.
Again, after this round of consolation, the second round of consolation is going to start immediately after it. Schedule start 10:30, but I can't see us having much of a break. We're only starting 172, so we've got, after 172, well, three more weight classes to go. I mean, maybe five, but it really just depends. We just haven't had a lot of falls.
Lindsay's been thrown to his back, but the clock's going to save him, 7-0. He's trailing to Dylan Stevens out of United at 172 pounds, 7-0 the score in that one. Both wrestlers on their feet, and the green and gold of Carlington. Like I mentioned, they have three left, the 172-pounder, also 215 Braden Suter, and a 285 Henry Barbish.
Lindsay on his back again.
Lindsay's been put to his back, and he's in some trouble. I don't know what he's looking at. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe the right shoulder might be
up. I guess it must be the other one. Because it looked like he just put his arm down there. Now Lindsay trying to squirt out of it a little bit. Now readjusting up on top. And he's going to get the fall. So Lindsay has been eliminated. Jernell Lindsay.
And that will bring up a McGuffey wrestler on mat number one. Actually, another WPIL matchup. He'll be taking on a wrestler from South Park. It's Aaron Supler out of McGuffey. Wyatt Markovich from South Park.
Only two left pounds for the Eagles.
Yeah.
This is it. Two it for the Eagles. Referee bringing them in. Let's go, guys.
He's in a hurry. He's got places to be.
They probably said, listen, guys, we're a little bit behind the time here. We got to get going.
Head-to-head tie-up here, Supler and Markovich. Heavy hand fighting right off the bat. 189 pounds. Supler came into the tournament 30-16, and Markovich 32-7. And Markovich with a 2-on-1 rushing tie-up tries to get a takedown as they go off the side of the mat, but they blow the whistle, so they'll restart with 41 on the clock. Now, Supler with the 2-on-1. Let's go the elbow, so they'll tie up head-to-head.
Landon Delaria out of Southmoreland leading 2-1 over Carter Durst of Berlin. 172-pounders.
Well, underhook by Markovich. He's going to go around behind and get a mat return there for the takedown and take a 3-0 lead right at the end of the period. They go out of bounds with 5 seconds on the clock. If you're going to have a Burgettstown or Bentworth, or sorry, Beth Center wrestler down there on mat two, Noah Lehew is going to be taking on Greensburg Salem's Ethan Miller, 172 pounds. Second period now for Supler and Markovich. Markovich up 3-0. Supler will take top here in the second period.
Lehu. Underway. Gets the takedown.
A caution on Supler. Start off here. I believe that was actually Markovich's choice to take down, not Supler taking top. Markovich up to his feet, trying to break wrist control. And Supler trying to return him to the mat. Going to have to cut him loose or take a stall. Now he tries to drop down on a leg but can't. So there's the escape. 4-0 for Markovich.
Noah Lehu, 34-13. Overall, 3-0 lead. He is one of four wrestlers remaining for the Bulldogs. Lehu got a bar work on the left side. Miller trying to stick that leg off on the offense to block it. Out of bounds they go to put him back in the center.
Still on their feet with Supler and Markovich here. Down to 1:05 to go in the second period. It'll be Supler's choice in the third, but he trails 4-0 right now, so needs to start scoring.
End of the period. Choice Lehu, he'll defer. And Miller says, I want to take top. Miller's got that right shoulder heavily bandaged. So he wants to work from the top here on Lehu. Lehu leading 3-0.
Going to have Reed Teagarden getting underway on mat 3 from McGuffey. He's going to be taking on Cooper Porter out of Myersdale, 172 pounds. Just getting ready to get started, so we'll keep an eye on that too. And 20 seconds left in the second period. Still 4-0 for Markovich over Supler.
All right, I'll keep by on both of these guys over here. Lehu leading 3-0. Teagarden underway. Teagarden 36-16 overall, taking on Cooper Porter out of Myersdale, 39-8.
Second period comes to an end, so Supler has choice, and then he looks like he wants to go neutral.
1 point escape for Lehu, 4-0. Teagarden still scoreless with Porter.
Supler picking up the activity here a little bit, trying to get in on an underhook.
Miller got
on his back.
Teagarden's been thrown to his back. Taken down, thrown to his back on the edge. Oh boy. Now tightening up a little bit more is Porter.
5 seconds left. Might be able to get out of that.
Might be able to hold off here. No. Did he hit the mat?
He did, but yep. He's saying.
Yep, he said he had it. So Teagarden's going to be pinned at the.
Oh.
Right at the buzzer. Teagarden has been eliminated. That was right at the buzzer.
Yeah, and it was actually, he slapped the mat for sure after the buzzer, but the other referee confirmed it right away, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the other referee said he had it.
Yeah, right.
Lehu gets a takedown. He's up 7-0 now out of Best Center. He's moving on. The Highlanders, by the way, are down to 6 wrestlers and 1 going on right here. And what happened here?
Time with Supler. There was another takedown there by Markovich, but now looks like a bloody nose maybe with Supler. And now we've got Malachi Peak of Beth Center up on mat 3. He's in on a single leg on Caleb Snyder of Myersdale, and he's going to get the takedown, 189 pounds.
Lehu also leading 7-0. Pretty good morning so far for the Bulldogs of Beth Center. This will be their 4th wrestler in this round.
Peak let the wrestler up for an escape and then got a double leg right at the edge, but that referee said that takedown was not there, and I don't know how, because he had him completely.
He said he had his foot out and he put it back in.
Malachi Peak was completely in bounds almost on that, but all right. It looks like he might get it now, but he might get that takedown anyways.
He does.
Now he does.
He does.
So now he's up 6-1. Back at it here with Supler and Markovich. Supler's down, flattened out on the mat. Trail 7-0.
Leyu's up 9-0 in the third. 1:17 to go there. He's pretty well comfortably in control. This will be 4-0 if both of these guys pick up wins for the Bulldogs this morning. Because winning earlier for the Bulldogs was Medlin at 1:14 and Wright at 1:33. Leyu leading 9-0 and Peaks up 6-1.
And
Malachi is going to get another one. He's up 9-1. So comfortable leads across the way for the Bulldogs.
I'm not sure what happened here. He was still underneath, I thought, and he was trailing 7-0. They should be starting from the down position. Unless they award an escape. There's only 7 seconds left, so now they put 27 seconds on the clock. Did he get an escape or not? If so, he's going to trail 7-1 with 27 seconds left.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know either. I don't think they know. Hence the delay.
They're trying to fix the scoreboard for something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they ever award an escape. So it's 7-0 and Markovic still on top.
Leyu, 9-0. We're down to 15 seconds. So Leyu's going to move on out.
Peak just got another takedown to lead 12-2. Supler up to his feet, 20 seconds to go, and he's taken out of bounds, and they'll stop it with 17 o'clock.
This might be Greensburg-Salem's last chance.
Supler tries to roll, now up to a quad pod, 14 seconds to go. And Markovic hanging on the overhook here, and Supler does get out to face him. He's going to get the escape, and that'll be the final, 7-1. They blow a whistle with 1 second left, and they're going to award a point to each wrestler for unsportsmanlike, it looks like. They could have just let the second come off the clock, and we could have been all done with this, but we'll restart with 1 second again. And there we are. So it'll be Markovic moving on, and Supler out of McGuffey is eliminated.
Leyu moves on out as well. 9-0, and with the fall is Peak. All so right. Best Center goes 4-0 this morning for the Bulldogs. Right. Pretty good
morning.
Good morning for them. The last wrestler for Southside on the mat right now as well. Southside Beaver, Slayton Williams, 189-pounder. He is out here now. Last one for them. And the one they brought lost last night and is now in an elimination match with Tyson Grove out of Everett High School, just down the road. Peace. Well, actually, no, that's a District 5. I stand corrected. All right. Up on one of the mats over here, we've got we have an Avonworth wrestlers, Justin Beck, Chase Stuckel. They are scoreless. Tyson Grove, 189-pounder out of Everett, and Slayton Williams. Williams leading 3-0 there. And they're from Southside. Peyton Shaum, Mount Pleasant, scoreless with Howard Bramley out of Everett. And the other one is Claysburg Kimmel's Landon Nicely. He's down by a bunch to Jake Yatsky at 215 pounds out of Forest Hills. That score is now 11-0. And that's your four matches are on the mat right now.
Right. We might end up with a little bit of a break. Now that I say that, I jinxed it.
Yeah.
I started moving along a little faster. Mm-hmm. But we will take a break ourselves. Be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the wizarding world of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you Muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you. Save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. Convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Cannonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Altoona Area High School, Rusty Pettit with Scott Moore, PIAA Southwest AA Regional Wrestling Championships. We are getting near the end of the first round of consolations here this morning. We're up to 189 pounds, all the way up through 285 here on the mats. And we are scheduled to start the second round of consolations in 19 minutes, so we'll see how that shakes out. What they decide to do if they take a bit of a break. There's no need to necessarily take a break as far as having recovery time.
No.
Because what is that 35 minutes or 30, 40, 45 minutes?
I don't
40,
even know what it is anymore.
It used to be 45, and I heard they shortened it, but I'd need like a couple days if it was me. But give me a week.
Give you a week?
Yeah.
We'll give you a week.
Give me a week.
So far, this is what we got in Washington Green. Remaining, Bentworth with three, Rizilko, and is he wrestling this round?
I thought he was. Let me double check.
Yeah, that. Rizilko, Ivzik, and McClure have already advanced during the semis. Burgettstown's down to four. Simmons, Caddis, Noyes, and Gray, all of, still alive. McGuffey, they have five. They've lost three during this round. Ely, Maine, Wolf, Barr and Newman are alive. Best Center went 4-0 during this round. Mm. They won all four of them. Medlin Wright, Leyu, and Peak all moving on. Fort Cherry, Braden Welsh, 215-pounder. He's in the semis. Jefferson Morgan went 2-1. Braden Hanning, James Delaney moving on. Alec Palko has a match coming up. Caleb Delaney has been eliminated. Washington has two. Of their three they brought into this morning's session remaining. Noah Patton has been eliminated. Javon Woods and Caleb Patton have moved on. In West Green, Colin White is the lone pioneer left. He's in the semis. Noah Collins has been eliminated. But a buddy of mine called me and asked, he'd send me a text, asked me about South Park. How are they doing? They've got two, Wyatt Markovich and Parker Cunningham, both heavier guys, 189 and heavyweight. They are still alive as well.
Yeah, so you're right. Rosoko, yeah, he lost in the quarters, so he's actually already in the next round of consolation. So Teddy Gray out of Burgettstown, we should see him coming up soon. He is slated to wrestle in this round. Yeah, fall potential over there on mat four. Kelton Bonnell of Juniata has Michael Wano of River Valley on his back. And there's the fall. And that will bring up Teddy Gray's match.
Where? Across the way there?
Yep. And we're on mat number four. So the Burgettstown Blue Devil 285-pounder. Might be our last Washington / Greene County wrestler we'll see in this round. Right? Who else would be left? So he's going to be taking on Aiden Kuhn out of Burl. Yeah, They are underway. Gray has a significant size advantage against Kuhn.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah. Good boy. I mean, he's a big kid, but it's almost like I think Kuhn's probably one of the lighter 285-pounders here at the tournament. Underhook by Gray. Trying to step up underneath that. He's still got that underhook in there, and now Kuhn able to back up out of it. Southside wrestler looking for a fall. That's no, that's not Southside, is it?
No, Southside's only got one left.
Oh, he just finished. Sorry. That's Quaker Valley. Brendan Bracinger. Similar singlet, and he's going to get the fall quickly over Ian Cobalt's North Star. Yeah, we went from Southside. I didn't know that. Chase, because they both were black and white singles with the stripe.
Yeah, they're stepping right into the next round.
Oh, they are, yeah. So no break.
Moving no right break. On.
That means we'll have Hanning coming up soon for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
well, we should... let's see. We should come... Darius Simmons from
Burgerstown should be here, too.
Should be coming up here.
That might be him right there, actually. That is him. If you can keep an eye on that.
This one right here.
He's going to be taking on Landon Maul out of Forest Hills, 107-pound second round of Constellations, and... Second period underway with Kuhn and Gray. It went scoreless in the first, and Gray took down to start this second period, and Kuhn trying to keep him flattened out on the mat.
Simmons, quickly, takedown. I mentioned you got to win a couple. Some back points, two back points coming also for Simmons. Over Landon Maul out of Forest Hills. One of four Burgerstown wrestlers remaining here in this tournament.
Kuhn doing a good job so far staying up on now. He has the arm on the back for Gray. And he's just keeping forward pressure there. And he has Gray flattened down on the mat. Minute 5 left in the second. Gray has not come close to escaping here. Still scoreless at 285 pounds. Now he's got that arm. He's trying to turn. Now Gray does get back up to his base. And now he's trying to throw his hips all the way over. Now he's got an arm trying to roll through. And if he can get loose, he almost got caught on his back. But now is in a position to possibly get this reversal if he can get his hips around and get this left arm free. And, well, he's going to get the escape. So after all that, big scramble there by two big guys, and 1-0 for Gray. 30 seconds to go in the second. That was touch and go there for a minute. He almost ended up on his back.
One period in the book. Simmons out of Burgerstown leading 5-0 over Maul out of Forest Hills. Simmons from the bottom comes to his feet. 107-pounder. Tries to strip the hand. He does. Gets the one-point escape. 6-0 Simmons.
And second period comes to an end. It's 1-0 in favor of Teddy Gray. And so Aiden Kuhn will take down to start the third for Burl.
Simmons, deep double leg, squirts out from underneath as Maul tries to hang onto the leg and takedown for Simmons.
There's a roll attempt there by Kuhn and almost got Gray off him, but Gray does a really good job staying behind him, and now he's got Kuhn flattened out completely, trying to work on the bar on the right arm and a jump a half on the left side.
Simmons up 9-0 in the second period, halfway through.
Yeah, Burgerstown wrestlers on both ends here. We got the end of round. First round one of Constellations and beginning of round two, starting us off. And now Gray trying to readjust. He has the chicken wing in on the right side, but he can't get that half in on the left. But he has Kuhn completely flattened out with a minute to go in the third period. As long as the referee will let them wrestle from that position, that's an advantage for Teddy Gray. As he's trying to hold on to this 1-0 lead. Now he has a wrist. And now he's going to jump a half on the right. And he has that wrist. And this could be trouble for Kuhn if he can get a little bit more leverage. But he does flatten out. So we're going to get potentially dangerous hold whistle on the far side of the mat. 37 seconds remaining.
End of the second period. Simmons rolling along here. 9-0 over Maul out of Forest Hills. And Maul says, you know what, I'm going to try from the top half. This is not working from the bottom.
So Kuhn tries to stand up off the restart. 30 seconds to go. Gray has him from behind, but trying to return him down on the mat. Now he drops down on a single leg, trying to pick that leg up. 20 seconds ago, he gets warned for stalling from the and now he has to let him go. So we're tied at one, 15 seconds to go.
Simmons gets the escape, gets the takedown.
There's a throw attempt, oh, by Gray, and he's going to run out of time. He was going to get it.
Oh, he was going to get it,
He too. Was going to get it. He took himself to his back but had enough strength. But to take Kuhn all the way over, but just ran out of time, so we will go to sudden victory. Wonder if he'll try it again.
That's going to do it. Simmons, your winner by technical fall. 3:40 if you're in the time, 17-2 if you like the score.
There you go, either way. So underway here, sudden victory between Kuhn and Gray. Kuhn kind of pushing in now on Gray. Gray takes the match back to the center of the mat. Now he's got that underhook again. 30 seconds remaining in the sudden victory period. Gray has been warned for stalling once. I don't believe Kuhn has at all. 20 seconds remaining. Now overhooks by Gray. Down to 8 seconds, and we're going to go out of bounds with 6 seconds on the clock.
Only Washington Green wrestler up here right now. Brandon Handing out of Jefferson Morgan should be coming up here shortly.
And that'll do it for the sudden victory period. So we'll go to tiebreakers. And it's going to be Gray's choice. He will take down.
It would be tough to keep him down.
It was. Kuhn did a good job. It took him about a minute and a half to escape in the second period. And off the whistle, now he rolls through with the Granby, and he's going to get out quickly that time.
Hard to stop that with the big guy.
So he's got the 2-1 lead now, 20 seconds ago in this first tiebreaker period. Kuhn will have the choice in the third, or the second tiebreaker, rather. Now he's got the over-under tie-up is Teddy Gray. Not sure if he'll go for it now with the tiebreaker period, but he tried that throw attempt at the end of the third, just ran out of time. And 4 seconds to go. Now, this is going to be interesting as we go to the second tiebreaker because he does have the one stall warning, so he can't hang on a leg, and he's got to get a mat return if need be. Like, he can't get called for stalling because that alone would tie it up, let alone giving up an escape.
Hanning's right after that match on that mat.
All right. Off the whistle, he grabs an ankle and flattens Kuhn straight down to the mat. Comes up on underneath the arms. Trying to work on wrist control. Kuhn trying to just crawl back up to his base. 17 seconds to go. Trying to stay under the arms is Gray. Now he comes up the left side under the left arm with a tight waist. Now sitting out is Kuhn. He's up to his feet with 5 seconds to go. And if they call him for stalling here, that'll tie. There it is. And that ties it. And then the last second he let him go, and that'll do it. He gave up an escape right after the stall. And the referees are going to talk about the timing, but I believe that's going to be 3-2. And that's a tough way to go. Wow. He needed to just hold on there and go to ultimate tiebreaker, but instead, Teddy Gray's tournament comes to an end. So we will go down to 107 pounds.
Should bring Hanning up there.
Yep. So
Teddy Gray, he got hit with the stall again with about 2 seconds to go. And then what he did was he cut him loose with 1 second.
Yeah.
And he ends up dropping the match. It's a terrible way to lose like that. Oh, my goodness. You feel for the kid.
They're having a conversation over the scores table here. I'm not sure exactly
Wow.
It's making sure they have it right. They have the score right on there, and it's over. They're ready for the next match. They just don't have it turned over yet. But, man, what a tough way to go for Teddy Gray. It's one of those ones he's going to be kicking himself.
He just lost track of the what's going on.
Yeah, lost track of the time. Needed to, once you hit the stall, I mean, once it's there, you got to hang on.
You got to hang on for 1 second. He's not going to double hit you. You wouldn't think, anyways.
No. All right, well,